From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Bald reporting. Saudi Arabia air defenses destroyed the missile Yemen's Houthi rebels fired at its capital Tuesday, and there were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told a Security Council meeting that the rebels' missile bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-based weapons and called on the council to act, perhaps imposing sanctions on Tehran. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund warns children in Yemen risk death as access to clean water runs out due to import restrictions of fuel economy into the country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund says the blockade is creating a severe fuel shortage, causing steep price hikes and deepening the country's already serious water and health crisis. UNICEF reports the cost of diesel fuel has doubled during the past month, jeopardizing the provision of water, especially for the poorest families. It says water pumping stations serving more than 3 million people in 14 cities are quickly running out of fuel. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillac says prices of commercially trucked water, a main source of one-fifth of the population, have skyrocketed.
For over two-thirds of Yemenis living in extreme poverty, safe water is now completely unaffordable.
UNICEF is urgently calling for an end to the blockade. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In Mexico, a bus carrying cruise ship passengers to Mayan ruins flipped over, killing at least 12 people. You're listening to VOA News. The Associated Press investigation has found that between 9,000 and 11,000 civilians were killed in the last battle to drive Islamic State extremists from their largest urban stronghold, Mosul. That figure, based on Mosul's morgue data and multiple databases tracking casualties over 9 months, is nearly 10 times higher than previously reported. AP found that Iraqi or coalition forces were responsible for at least 3,200 civilian deaths. Early Wednesday morning, the U.S. Senate passed a major tax reform bill, with Vice President Mike Pence announcing the vote.
With further amendment, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
The House is set to back it later and then send it to President Donald Trump's desk for signatures. Republicans praise it as the first tax code overhaul in 30 years, one they say will spur growth and benefit ordinary Americans. But Democrats oppose it, saying it enriches the wealthy and will swell the government's deficit at least $1 trillion in the next decade. The United States and Canada will host a 16-nation summit next month in Canada in a show of solidarity against the escalating threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland spoke about the significance of the January 16th summit after holding talks in the Canadian capital, Ottawa.
To send North Korea a unified message from the international community that we will not accept you as a nuclear nation, a nuclear weapons nation, and that all of us share one policy and one goal, and that is the full, complete, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Late last month, North Korea test-fired new intercontinental ballistic missile that could potentially reach the eastern United States. China and Russia are not on the list of countries to participate in the Vancouver summit. South African Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, newly elected leader of the ruling African National Congress, Tuesday expressed his gratitude at being elected.
All of us are humbled, deeply humbled to have been invested with this confidence by the delegates of our movement.
Ramaphosa will likely succeed President Jacob Zuma in the 2019 elections. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.